driving through single reduction mechanical gearing. She was 509 feet in overall length, 62 feet, 7 inches in beam, and had a molded depth of 43¼ feet. Built to Lloyd's First Class Plus specifications, she stood out in present company, but this, in the circumstances in which she found herself, might not be an advantage. Her employment for the task to which she was committed had followed much heart-searching. So too had her sailing date, Friday the 13th September 1940. Few seamen, even in peacetime, cared to sail on such a reputedly unlucky day, and in wartime it almost seemed like tempting fate. Her departure in OB 213, 13 again, had been scheduled for Thursday the 12th, but mines sown in the Mersey by the Luftwaffe had delayed her sailing. Any further postponement, however, would have held up her naval escort, making it late for its rendezvous in 4 days' time with an incoming convoy from Canada, which it was part of its operational duty to meet. So Friday the 13th it had to be. Far and away the most protracted agonizing, however, lasting many months, concerned her cargo, precious to the point of the incalculable, and conferring on captain and crew, and on all those connected with the voyage, an awesome responsibility. For her present role, the city of Benares was partly in ballast, her passenger capacity reduced from her.